Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
A very good morning, everyone, and a happy Easter. Welcome along. It is Pete Evans. It is Spinning Jazz. It is Easter Day, and I thought for Easter Day we'd have a treat. We'll have a two-hour Blue Note special here on Sheffield Live, and that was Johnny Coles from 1963, from his album Little Johnny C, and the tune was one of Duke Pearson's compositions, Jano, and the personnel was Johnny Coles on trumpet, Leo Wright on alto sax, Joe Henderson on tenor, Duke Pearson on piano, Bob Cranshaw on the bass, and Walter Perkins was playing the drums. Moving back to the 1500 series for our second tune this morning, and one of my favourite albums, it is the Horace Silver Quintet, Further Explorations, and this is a tune called Pyramid, and on here we've got Art Farmer on trumpet, Cliff Jordan on tenor, Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Lewis Hayes at the drums.
Thank you.
playing that one for Stu and Dave. Herbie Hancock's classic Maiden Voyage from 1965, this time on Bobby Hutcherson's album Happenings. Hutcherson on the vibes, Herbie Hancock on the piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Joe Chambers playing the drums. And we're moving back 1 year to 65 and Hank Mobley's album The Turnaround next, and this is it's made up of two sessions. This is from the session featuring Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Herbie once again on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Philly Joe Jones playing the drums. This is East of the Village, and this is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live. We'll be right back. 1964, the title track from Wayne Shorter's Blue Note debut album, Night Dreamer, one of his own compositions. Lee Morgan on the trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on the piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones at the drums. At that time, Tyner and Jones were both contracted to Impulse Records because they were in an integral part of the classic John Coltrane quartet. But luckily for us, they were able to cross town and record for Blue Note. I suppose they were all recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's anyway, the Impulses and the Blue Notes, but nice for that modal piece to have such expertise on there as well. But Shorter's compositions, absolutely extraordinary in the modern jazz canon, and yeah, even from that relatively early stage, you could tell what a composer he was on the modern jazz scene. Anyway, we're moving back to 59, a classic piece of hard bop next from Donald Byrd, from his second album on Blue Note, Bird in Hand. This is one of his tunes, Here Am I, and on this track, it's Donald Byrd on trumpet, Charlie Rouse on tenor saxophone, Pepper Adams, unmistakable, on the baritone sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, one of his rare appearances on Blue Note from that time, Sam Jones on bass, and the seemingly ever-present Art Taylor was playing the drums.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
classic 1961 lineup, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, from an album called Like Someone in Love, which was recorded in 61 but didn't come out until later in the 60s, I think around 66. Anyway, that was a tune written by Lee Morgan called Johnny's Blue. And the lineup was Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter once again on tenor saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. It is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Thames at Sheffield Live. We're celebrating Blue Note for Easter Day, and plenty more after 10 o'clock. But we're going to head up to the top of the hour with one of my favourite bands that were in many ways like the house band, really, of Blue Note. They recorded so many albums. They're all swinging, they're all quite similar, but they're all very enjoyable. The perennial favourites, the Three Sounds. This is from an album called Moods, and it's a tune written by Gene Harris called Tammy's Breeze, and it's Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins on bass, and Bill Dowdy playing the drums.
Thank you. as I cry a thousand tears. I look back through all those years that I took.